91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. Today's program features our resident chef, syndicated columnist, and author Linda Gassenheimer. Good afternoon, Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. It's a special pledge edition this hour with some special pledge offerings on the menu. South Florida is certainly a mixed bag of ethnicity and geography. Linda's featured Argentinian restaurant operates in Miami's Little Haiti area. When we come back, we'll sample some of the eatery's signature dishes and meet the two brothers who own it. One is its head chef. We'll also seek to increase our pledge drive total as our spring membership drive winds down. First news, then Buenos Aires. Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, it's today's Topical Currents. We're continuing our spring pledge drive, of course. As was mentioned earlier, this is the final day that if you become a member, that you can contribute during Topical Currents and support some of the regional programming that you hear each and every day on the program. Bonnie, quick pledge update, and let's also once again give those offers we have on the table.
Okay, we're doing great. It is the last full day of our pledge drive. We end at 12 tomorrow, but we want to end it successfully, so we need your support. We have a drawing to go 6 nights in Argentina on the table. That's happening at 7 tonight, a $1,500 American Airlines credit. That's happening tonight at 7, and we'll get to more on what we have special for our Topical Currents listeners. But time now for Linda Gassenheimer's Food and Dining. Just to ponder a moment, Linda's weekly program has aired on Topical Currents from its inception in January of 1999.
Wow.
That's 17 years and running. Linda, that's quite a feat of longevity. A real commitment to our listeners and public radio. We hope those listening now will consider that and make a call during today's Food and Dining. Again, it's 866-247-9576 or WLRN.org. So you've covered many of the world's great cuisines during these many years, Linda, but today's menu is devoted to a South American country with a vast European influence, but also indigenous ingredients and cooking methods. Tell us more.
Hello, Bonnie.
Hello.
Hello, Joe. Nice to be with you. Tell you more. Well, you know, think of Buenos Aires. All right? Think of that. It's an exciting city, great place for really simple, straightforward food. And that's the type of food our guest today serves at his restaurant. He's Max Alvarez. His Argentinian restaurant is Fiorito, and he's the co-owner with his brother, Christian Alvarez. Let's welcome Max Alvarez.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Well, thank you. And Max has very generously said that only during Topical Currents, we're going to have a drawing, if you pledge during this hour, for a $100 gift certificate to go to his restaurant. And let me tell you, when you've eaten some of the food he's got here in the studio,
you'll want to go.
I'm
really
dying
good.
Here. Mm. It's so good. It's just wonderful. But also with us, we have our restaurant news segment. We'll be on a little later during the program. Lainey Doss from Miami New Times. She's the food editor there. She's joining us, and she's going to give us this week's restaurant news and tips. Where should we eat out this weekend? Maybe Fiorito. Well, let's go to Max Alvarez. Well, first of all, Fiorito. That's a very strange name. Why is that?
That's actually a neighborhood. It's from the south of Buenos Aires, very close to where we live right now. My mom lives there, actually. And it also represents a soccer player, Diego Maradona. He was born on that neighborhood, and we really want to get all that together, the food.
That name was familiar.
Well,
okay. That's it.
So what's life like in Fiorito, in Buenos Aires?
Well, now it's part of Lomas de Zamora, right in the south. Life is good. You know, we're going through a lot of challenges lately, what happens to the presidents and everything that is going on right now. But back in the day when I was there, I remember having a super, super happy Childhood. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned soccer player, and Fiorito spelled F-I-O-R-I-T-O,
exactly,
but
yes.
On your sign, it's F. 10. Yes, well, the I-O becomes a 10.
So Luis Hernandez was pronouncing it, and he said, F-10 Rito. And then he said, oh, we apologize profusely. Well, now, Luis, now you know why it's F-10 Rito.
What's the 10
Just
stand
because
for?
That soccer player that we were talking about. Yeah,
that's
he
his
was
number,
the number
his shirt
10.
Number?
He got the World Cup for us, so we kind of have a little bit of a...
And you have a really interesting location in the area.
Well, Little Haiti, yeah, yeah. We've been there for 4 years, and we've seen all the changing that is happening. I mean, right next to Wynwood, the Design District, Buena Vista.
It's really on the upswing there.
Well, it is coming up very, very, very quickly. And
it's
yeah.
becoming an arts district, actually.
It is, it is, yeah. it is.
Well,
we have a lot of art.
Along with this gentrification, shall we say,
yeah.
of Little Haiti, it's a wonderful success story for these two brothers, Christian and Max, tell us about your story.
Well, back in 2012, looking for a little spot, some Kievan cafeteria, we used to say, a little spot for us to get our little dream restaurant open. And nothing. We end up finding a Haitian cafeteria right on the heart of Little Haiti, 5555 Northeast 2nd Avenue.
So you found this little cafeteria.
We found that little place open. We love the atmosphere. We really like the neighborhood and everything, what is happening. And nothing. We just following what we really like, which is cook food and welcome people. Wine and food is all about us.
Well, you opened this little tiny, 20 seats,
well,
40 seats?
Well, it used to be 25 seats, yes. I used to serve tables, which is, I still do. And my brother cook, and both of us pushing this together. Now it's only like over 20 people helping us on. And we have over like 150 seats now.
They keep
so.
Pushing out and
oh
pushing
my.
Out.
It's been
wonderful
a lot of fun, yes, yes.
The two of them work so hard. It's just a wonderful
that's
success
such a great
story.
Success. Yes, it
yes.
is.
But the foods remain the same.
That's even better, I believe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have a lot of friends, a lot of people coming, and, you know, with the time, polishing little details, everything works in a little
It's a small little kitchen. You can see
yeah,
everything that's going on there. And both he, Christian's
busy.
In the kitchen, and you're out front, and they just... hustle the whole restaurant, and it's kind of a very fun and cafe kind of place. We're going to take a short break right now. I'm Linda Gassenheimer.
Well, let's wait to take that break.
You want to wait?
Yeah, we want to wait because we want to announce that Max has some nice friends out there at Fiorito. We had a goal of $15,000 for topical currents. We're down to $12,500.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you, Fiorito.
866-247-9576 or WLRN.org.
Okay. And, you know, well, as we said, if you pledge right now during this 1 hour, you get a $100 certificate to go. It's a raffle for a $100 certificate to go to Fiorito. And she's, okay, fine. So let's, we were talking about the decor, the non-decor. It's tell us about what your restaurant looks like inside, how it feels.
It feels like home. When you come to my restaurant, it's like family welcomes you into your house. Basically, that's what we do. The food is about that. My wife, my sister-in-law, it's a family business, and we all share and work there together. You're going to see my kids.
I was going to say your kids, too.
Yeah,
everybody's
yeah.
there.
Everybody is there helping and, you know, building memories. It's not only a restaurant that we want to, you know, succeed. It's also... have the family time together that is so hard to get in the industry.
It is, and this parking right next door. I mean,
yeah.
right on your
yeah,
property.
We have our own free valet parking. We open at noon. We close straight up one big shift, sometimes at 10, sometimes at 11 p.m. So, yeah, it's been okay. a lot of fun.
Well, we've been talking about the food at Fiorito, but we've got food here.
Oh, we do. Wow.
And I want everyone to know we did a Facebook Live video. You can go on that video and see some of the food and see me eating some of the food.
Yeah.
Well, that would be nice, Linda.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, good.
Where's your chocolate?
Never mind. That comes later. Wait a minute. It's coming. So he brought this wonderful food here. Tell us what you've brought. And Joe's
a little
chomping
bit of,
away.
Wow.
of an Argentinian asado or Argentinian barbecue can be. We brought up a little bit of churrasco or skewer steak. We brought up a New York steak, a simple sausage sampler. Blood sausage is there for sure. Argentinian chorizo. Argentinian steak parrillera, and the classic empanadas.
Max, I hope this isn't sacrilege. What is churrasco sauce?
Churrasco sauce, I mean, churrasco, what we call churrasco is the way we cut a steak.
Oh.
You go to a butcher shop and you go, give me a churrasco of that type of a steak, and they're going to give you something about thick. In Miami, and from Miami, people, because of the size of it, they tend to call skirt steak as churrasco. We haven't like that as a menu, and everything, of course, goes with chimichurri sauce. It's an Argentinian classic.
So I guess that's what I'm confusing.
That's what we're talking about. Okay. Yeah, so that would be a parsley and garlicky sauce that we put on top of everything, basically.
Yeah. That's great. Thank you. And now I finally understand.
Well, let's go. Do we have another minute here?
Sure.
What do you put in your chimichurri sauce? Because
well,
it's so delicious.
It's a lot of recipes. I don't believe ours. I mean, I believe ours is the best, but they're going to tell you no.
Fine.
It's a little bit of a fresh chopped parsley, garlic, white vinegar, dry oregano. We mix those things on top of it and nothing. You have it on top of a choripan. You have it on top of any type of steaks, even on the French fries.
So he has the churrasco steak, which is what we would call skirt steak, with the chimichurri sauce.
Correct.
And then he has the other steak that's so good.
That was a
skirt. But it's perfectly cooked because it's just medium rare right the way through.
That's the way I like it.
Perfect.
Yeah. What kind of steak is that?
That was a New York steak. We call him beef de chorizo, but that would be a New York strip.
New York strip.
Yeah.
And then there's a red, we got the chimichurri sauce, and then there's a red kind of salsa with
it.
What's
that? Salsa criolla. We serve that with our sweetbreads, also with our bread every time we go there. And we'll be tomato, peppers, a little bit of leeks, vinegar, olive oil. Yeah, a little bit of, gets into it too.
Now, what's really been smelling wonderful in the studio is French fries. Now, there are French fries, and there
are
French fries.
You didn't tell me that, Linda.
Well, I hid them. They're in the box there. Would you like some? Joe has them.
Okay.
So why are your French fries so good? They're just like a little different from other French fries.
We do basically use regular French fries, either potatoes or whatever we get. We peel them on the house. We chop them on the house. We slow fry them first, mark them, and then at the end, we crisp them up with a lot of oil. I mean, it gets the crisp outside and the softness inside and the quality of your potato. Just having someone chopping potato all day just to make it good.
So can I just interject that?
That is the quality of a good French fry. Freshly made, freshly sliced. Mm-hmm. There is such a difference between that and a frozen French fry. And the curse and the horrible thing is that even a 4 or 5 star restaurant thinks that they can cut corners on something like a French fry because people don't eat all of their portion, and it's because they're not good. That's the reason. And the mark of a good restaurant is detail, attention to detail, down to the French fry.
And this French fries with a lot of love.
Yeah. And again, going back to our concept, it's family concept food. It's like the French fries that my mom used to do to me. So that's kind of what we try to bring to our table, though.
This is certainly appetizing talk right now, but let's get into some other talk about the pledge drive and making our goal during topical currents.
Okay.
We'll be right back with you.
Linda, what does that sound like to you?
What does that sound like? Well, maybe Max Alvarez and I will get up and do a little tango.
Maybe.
Do you think?
We'll be watching. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We've been talking with Fiorita Restaurants, Max Alvarez. He's co-owner with his brother, Christian Alvarez, Argentinian food. And that wonderful music put me in the mood for more food that we've been eating that Max has brought us. We discussed the steaks. And, of course, beef and all is such a big part of Argentinian food. But these empanadas are out of this world. Tell us about those.
Well, those are famous in Miami nowadays. Those are my dad's recipe. We started with that. My brother added up a little bit of a... We cut the steak per knife. We don't use that ground beef. We actually use pieces of churrasco, New York steak, and short rib mixture.
All together.
Exactly. And we're going to oven bake. We don't like to fry empanadas. We like to oven bake it to feel the flavors of the steak a little more.
Really good.
Normally it's in the fried, but they aren't good.
No, they're baked. And the thing is that the they're not overspiced or anything. They just have the good flavor because it's good steak. Now, Argentinian cuts of meat are very special. Can we buy those here in Miami?
I don't know about Argentinian steak. I know some different places that you can get from Uruguay. Argentinian meat market has been cut for the last few years.
Uruguay has the best steak.
So something similar. Grass-fed and antibiotics, probiotics. Yeah, definitely. That would be a good choice to go for.
Well, we know you have a supplier, but where can we buy it?
Well, is that kind of like a secret? Or should I?
No, just tell us. You don't have to tell anybody else. We just want to know, okay?
No secrets here. We have a good friend, actually, in the house. His name is Pablo Liberato. He runs this company.
What is his name?
Pablo.
Pablo, yes?
Yeah, yeah. He runs this company called Gaucho Ranch.
Gaucho Ranch.
Yeah, Gaucho Ranch is one of the guys in the neighborhood.
Okay.
Good quality. You get the filet mignon, you get the ribeye steak, even sausages, organic, everything, 100%.
And that's a retail place as well. And where is it?
He has it on 63rd and Northeast 2nd Avenue, though.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry.
So look up Gaucho.
Yeah, near the station.
Gaucho Ranch. It's close by. Yeah, right. It's right on Northeast 2nd.
That's actually, that neighborhood is really...
This is Lainey Doss, food editor of Miami Times. She knows a lot about food. Lainey?
If you really want, there are very few good butcher shops in Miami. I think that's growing. But that area, that Biscayne Corridor, Upper East Side, is actually secretly the best place to get some good meat. Mm-hmm. Farmers Market on Saturdays on Biscayne and 62nd now has a butcher shop run by Simon Stojanovic, who was a chef in Miami for a long time. He's looking to open up his own butcher shop, and he's there every Saturday. And he's got everything from fresh alligator to chicken to quail eggs to beef. I mean, it's amazing what this man has. And then, of course, there's Proper Sausage that's up in Miami Shores. And that's a wonderful place to get organic, antibiotic-free. So that neighborhood, along with Chef Max, your suggestion, is just, you know, one-stop shopping to get all your you know, butchery for the week.
Well, you mentioned sausages, and I have sitting in front of me these wonderful sausages. One, it looks like a pinwheel with a skewer through it. It's what is this?
Well,
it
looks like a large snail.
It looks like a snail.
A large snail.
Okay. Well, I think
a humongous snail.
We call that salchicha parrillera. It's a pork sausage that has been stuffed and shredded with a little Parmesan cheese in it.
So the sausage has the Parmesan cheese, but it's very thin. It's thin,
super thin.
And it's curled around. And so what, you put the skewer through it so that it can...
We skewer for us to be easier to, you know, to flip it on the grill to one side, and then you keep it all together when you flip it to the other side.
And then there's a couple of other sausages here.
Then we have a blood sausage.
Now tell us what blood sausage is.
Well, it's made out of blood, as the name says, and it's pork blood. It's been cased in a pork skin.
Tastes better than it sounds.
It does. I love it. I love it cooked. I also like it cold, not raw, because it's been cooked when they made it. And it goes pretty good with the pickled cabbage, kind of like acidity, and the fat kind of cuts it through it. So we serve that with a little bit of pickled cabbage on the side.
And the pickled cabbage is right here, and then there's a third one. So you used to make all the sausages in-house, and now
we have our own producing. We have some friend on the house as well who's bringing us all this type of new sausages on us.
Wow, that sounds wonderful. Well, before we get further along, let's talk a little bit about dinner in minutes, because we've been talking about steak. And maybe you're just drooling for a steak at the moment, since we've mentioned it so much. I've got a really quick and easy steak recipe for you, dinner in minutes. It's a moho glazed steak with quick rice and beans. And the moho, it creates a garlicky sweet glaze coating the pan-roasted steak. There's a lot of versions of moho. If you don't know what it is, it's a sauce that's made usually with Seville or sour oranges, some spices, garlic, onion, a little bit of oil, and you can buy it bottled in the supermarket. So all you do is sauté the steak to whatever temperature you like, remove that, and then they add a mixture of moho and orange marmalade to the skillet to form a glaze to go over the steak. It's as easy as that. The black beans and rice is also easy because I use canned black beans that are rinsed and drained, and it makes a really easy dinner. That complete recipe in the photo can be found at dinnerinminutes.com. And by the way, if you can't find moho, there's also a moho recipe there, dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. You can also watch the WLRN Facebook page for a Facebook Live video of Max and all this wonderful, wonderful food. Lainey Doss, tell us, what's going on in the restaurant world, and where can we eat this weekend?
First of all, Chef Max, you are killing me today because I had dental surgery on Monday and I can't eat food for a week. And you brought all this food in and I am just dying. And may I say that really quickly? God, I was trying not to be near solid food for the week.
That's speaking, hard, Lainey.
Speaking of that, I have been having a lot of soups and juices from Mana Life Food, which is in downtown Miami. And I have to say that I have a new profound love for juice. And
So this is called
Mana Life Food. They don't just do juice. They do organic and vegan food.
It's in an office building?
It's in an office building. It's teeny tiny. And I ordered some juice, and it came with a little note for me to feel better. I mean, how adorable and touching is that?
Okay. And so where else can we go?
If we want to travel up to Fort Lauderdale, there's someplace really interesting and really special that just opened up a couple of weeks ago. Ralph Pagano, which your listeners are probably really familiar with.
Right. We've had him many times.
Many times.
Tough currents, yes.
He has taken over food and beverage operations at the Bee Ocean Resort.
That's right on the
beach.
It's the
old
beach
Yankee
Clipper,
yeah. And it's been refurbished, and it's beautiful. And so he has a restaurant, Naked Crab.
Naked Crab. Because the one here is called, in Miami, is called
Naked Taco.
Taco. So
and he has Naked Lunch in Miami, which is a lunch spot. And so now he has Naked Crab, and it's seafood-centric. He's also taken over the Rec Bar, which has been open since 1956, and he's refurbished that, and he has doubled the mermaids in the mermaid show there.
Wait a minute. This is a restaurant, right?
It's a bar. So the restaurant is Naked Crab.
And it's got mermaids in the bar?
The Rec Bar is a classic. It's classic Where the Boys Are, 1950s, Fort Lauderdale. But he has renovated it. He's made it a little hipper. So that is pretty amazing. It's, you know what it is? It's a touch of old classic Florida and old classic Fort Lauderdale, but updated for modern sensibilities. And I think that's wonderful. I think it's wonderful because a lot of our traditions, that what makes Miami and Fort Lauderdale and South Florida so special, have been sort of like bulldozed over. And this just retains some of the classicness of it. And I really think that that's enjoyable and special.
We just have 1 minute left. Is there one other restaurant we want to hear about?
Yeah. So Mignonette Uptown, which is Mignonette down here, Danny Surfer's restaurant, which is seafood, just started a brunch. And they have, if anybody down here is a New Yorker or a New Jerseyite, they have a bagel tower for brunch. It is, you know, the seafood towers?
I want everyone to know that she's describing it
I am making a tower with my hands. It is a bagel tower. It needs to be eaten. It's enough for like four people. So you get bagels on the bottom, and then you get lox and cream cheese and whitefish
quickly,
salad.
Where is it?
Amazing. Mignonette Uptown, Biscayne Boulevard, the old gourmet diner spot.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Well, we're going to take a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. We're talking with Lainey Doss, food editor for Miami New Times. She's been giving us restaurant news. And we've been talking with Max Alvarez from Fiorito Restaurant. And we'll just take a little break.
Linda, you're dancing again. I can see.
Dancing the tango. And, you know, if you win this trip to Buenos Aires, or if you don't, you should still go there. Maybe you have your airplane tickets to go there. And you can go and dance in the streets.
Well, if you don't, if you don't win the drawing for Argentina, you may win the $1,500 American Airlines credit. So you could still go.
Still go to Argentina. But you could also enjoy some of Argentinian food, a taste of Argentina at Fiorito.
That's right.
Yes. Well, we've been talking about the trip in Buenos Aires, but what about Mendoza? And I want to ask Max Alvarez from Fiorito about Mendoza and the wines that are there, because they're really special.
Very special, very unique, what they're doing over there nowadays. I had the opportunity to go there about a year ago, and nothing. I visited the Valle de Uco, which is one of the best places in Mendoza nowadays.
The name again?
Valle de Uco, the Uco Valley, they call it over here. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's because of the altitude they have. It's over, you know, like 4,000 feet.
And can the grapes grow good grapes at that altitude?
Mainly Malbec, that's what they use. But it's been coming up a lot of Cabernet Sauvignon, Tempranillos, things that they're mixing and blending nowadays.
And the Argentinian wines here in Miami are quite reasonable for the quality.
Yes.
Reasonable
yes.
price.
I think quality and yeah, it definitely reasonable.
And obviously, do you serve some of those wines?
A lot of those. 80% of our release has to be Malbec. People love to have those with the steak.
Okay. Well, we've mentioned a lot about the steak and the Argentinian style food, but you also have a lot of Italian food on the menu. Now, why is that?
We do have a lot of influence. Yeah. Not only Italian, also from Spain. We do have a lot of homemade pastas that really represent, well, my grandmother used to be Italian, you know.
And so there's a large Italian.
Exactly. We all have a background, either Italy or Spain, or like me, a little bit of both.
So there's Italian food, but also there's a lot of vegetables on the menu.
Vegetables, yeah, vegetarian menus there. Great pastas, again, all homemade. great octopus from Spain. And again, we try to do the Argentinian cuisine, but it's also what represents and what we like that we put it in there.
And so just to let everyone know that you and Christian, your brother, are there every single day. Now, Christian's the chef. Well, where did he train?
Well, he's been cooking all over the United States, back home in Argentina, since I was a kid. I remember him being behind the line and doing. He cooked in Miami for Douglas Rodriguez. He's kind of like the father of the Latin cuisine or new Latin cuisine idea.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been here in New York, many, many places, many, many industries that he's done.
Okay, so we in our few minutes we have left, of course, we haven't got to my favorite part of the meal.
Dessert.
Oh, tell us about that.
Well, Argentinian desserts, they really get along with the dulce de leche or caramel, right?
Wait, tell us what dulce, well, we know, but some people may not know. Dulce de leche.
Well,
what
dulce
is it?
De leche is kind of like a caramel type of. What we do at the restaurant, we get the condensed milk and we boil that up until it gets to the creaminess and softness of a dulce de leche that we like.
Okay, so you boil the milk until it's a caramel color.
Exactly.
Almost caramel.
Mix it up, and we're going to place it in a panqueque, which is going to be an Argentinian crepe. We also have
a homemade. So is it like a crepe? Or?
Well, we're going to fill it up and oven roast it and then flame it on top. That would be
so
something.
You put the dulce de leche in the crepe,
mm-hmm.
put it in the oven with a little sugar on top.
And then we brulee, flame it on top
you
of the whole thing.
Oh my goodness.
You can
that
company
sounds
that.
Really
yeah, vanilla ice cream on the side of that, kind of a good mixture.
Oh my goodness, I'm on my way. And one more dessert there?
Everything homemade, the chocolate mousse, so we also have an almond tart, also everything made on the house, which is everything freshly cooked, so it's amazing.
And the thing about Fiorito is that, and I spoke to you about this briefly before we went on the air, is that it is very much a neighborhood restaurant, and it's been around not long, but by Miami standards, very long, like 4 years.
Boy, it's been 4 years.
Yeah.
Amazing years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people maybe have gone a couple of years ago, but have just sort of like said, oh, whatever. No, it's a good time to revisit it because you did expand, right?
We expand almost like the double of the size of the place. We did a back part first. Now we just got the building next door. So, yeah, we actually sit in about 115 people, and it's been busy. It's been fun. It's been a lot of learning And on top of the whole thing, a lot of, like, family time together. That's mm-hmm. the most important part.
Yeah. We want to thank you also, Max and Christian, both for offering that generous gift certificate of our Topical Currents fans.
Which is still open, of course.
Which, of course, is still open. Everybody who pledges during Topical Currents, it's still open, too. But we thank you.
No. Thank you for having us here. And
well, thank you. And I think we've gone over there's more food on this. He brought this big wooden platter and filled it with food. And, there's some vegetables on it. Tell us about the grilled vegetables there.
A little eggplant, a little tomato. We mix that with, like, sort of a blue cheese sauce on top.
I was going to say, what did you put on this tomato? Because it's kind of cut open and something's on top of it. It's wonderful. What's on it?
Well, we're going to marinate them a little bit and have them at a good temperature grill. So we roast them up a little bit. We have a little bit of the salsa creosa we were talking about before, and we add up
a little bit of red sauce with the leeks and the tomatoes and all. And
at the restaurant, we put a little bit of melted blue cheese on top of the whole veggies. Yes.
And then you put it in the oven, or what happens to it?
Roast them out of the grill to the plate.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah. Good tomatoes.
Eat your veggies.
eat your veggies. So you can have a little bit of everything at Fiorito.
Sure.
And a little bit of... And what I like about the restaurant is it's kind of casual. It's a place where you can go with your children.
It's a family-friendly place, definitely. Yeah.
Right.
It's good for dates, too. We have a lot of family.
For dates, okay.
Well, yeah. It's a little, dark side and a little clean it on.
Romantic.
Yeah, very much.
And it's a lot of fun. And what I like about it is that you can park in their lot right next to them.
That helps.
A real help.
A dwindling commodity here, parking in South Florida. Right. Yeah.
And so tell me something. So what are some of the most popular dishes that people order there?
People order a lot of octopus. It's one of the biggest ones we have.
That's still a big thing. I'm kind of octopused out, I think. Everywhere you go, there's
octopus. How do you prepare that?
Well, we boil them up, tenderize a little bit. First of all, it's an octopus from either Portugal or Spain, the big tentacles and such of meaty flavors.
What are you afraid of?
And nothing. We're going to tenderize it, boil it up a little bit, and then finish it just by grilling it. We do a romesco Spanish sauce on that, a little paprika. Roasted vegetables.
Well, romesco sauce. Now, that's a Spanish sauce, so tell us about that.
Yeah, romesco. Well, it's an almond sauce. We're going to roast the tomato, peppers, onion.
And almonds.
And almonds at the end of the whole thing. We're going to grill them all and do an emulsion. We add a little bit of olive oil while we blend it up. So kind of like the sauce grows a little bit, and it has the flavor of the roasted and toasted almonds on it too. And it goes very good with the octopus. And, of course, we do a little chimichurri on top of it too.
Okay. Wonderful. In addition to the wines and all, excuse me, I do have beer there?
We do have beer, yeah. Yeah, we do have some of the home local beers, as a Wynwood Brewery. We do have an Argentinian Pilsner as well, if it's an Argentinian restaurant. But, yeah, a little bit of that. More wine, though. People order a lot more wine.
Well, it goes with the steak.
Yeah, very much.
Okay, and, of course, we want to remind everyone that if you pledge right now, before the end of the show, you have a chance to go into this drawing for $100 certificate to come and see you.
More than welcome. Yeah, if you can't make it to Argentina, one of those tickets, Argentina, is here in Miami. And so you come to Fiorito to that.
Right, there you go. And also, if you want to see some of this food, on my Facebook page, I've got pictures of it. If you go to the WLRN Facebook page and look at the Facebook Live video and see all of this wonderful food that you've brought here to the station, and just everyone here is just enjoying so much. And I want to mention that I'm Linda Gassenheimer, as you can tell. We've been talking with Max Alvarez from Fiorito Restaurant in Little Haiti. And I want to thank Lainey Doss, food editor for the Miami New Times. Thank you for all that great information.
Anytime, Linda.
We're going to have to go to the Mermaid Bar, I guess.
Yes, we have to go to the Mermaid Bar.
There are more mermaids now, Linda.
Oh, they're double mermaids.
I see.
They're double the fun.
I don't know if I want to go any further with this conversation.
And by the way, can I just add that in Miami, a $100 gift certificate to Fiorito will more than buy dinner for two people.
Yeah.
And wine.
And so $100 will definitely go a long way there. So that gift certificate is definitely worth trying for.
Okay. Well, Bonnie and Joe, nice to be with you today.
Likewise.
Well, next week, we're going to be talking with David Grutman, and he's the restaurant, nightlife, and hospitality entrepreneur. He's the owner of Live, Story, Komodo, and now he's just opened OTL in the Design District. So I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.